Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Sacrifice of Prometheus is the new composition by Marco Beiser. It will be receiving its world premiere, performed by the Reno Phil, at its concerts on March 22nd and 23rd. Beiser says that his new work is part of a series inspired by America's national parks.
There's really been this fascinating history of art and music and nature in the national parks. And so I sort of hatched this idea of writing this kind of large sort of symphonic suite or sort of series of pieces that are inspired by the national parks. And what's really cool is just sort of bringing together, you know, communities with parks and with orchestras.
In the case of The Sacrifice of Prometheus, the inspiration is Great Basin National Park.
Great Basin is kind of like the main national park in Nevada, and really like underrated gem. I mean, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, so not a lot of people end up going there, but it's a really, really incredible park. It used to have the oldest known living tree in the world before it was cut down, a 5,000-year-old bristlecone pine named Prometheus, and it was sort of inadvertently cut down in the 60s. So the sort of narrative of this piece is, you know, a visitor is sort of camping, you know, gets awoken in the middle of the night and sort of opens their tent to behold this sort of amazing night sky. And there's this voice in the wind that sort of beckons them into the forest. And they're kind of going through this dark forest and are eventually enter this grove of the ancient bristlecone pines. So they have these very like tortured kind of twisted shapes, which are very kind of like striking. Our visitor is sort of in this grove of these ancient trees, and then eventually this sort of, you know, quote unquote voice leads them to the stump of Prometheus, and then is this whole kind of like emotional sort of denouement. There's a lot of sort of twinkly percussion as the piece is kind of taking place in sort of the middle of the night in this amazing, under these amazing night skies. And then when I was thinking about, okay, what is this sort of, you know, ghost of this 5,000-year-old tree, my mind came to an instrument, which is the bass oboe, which is not an instrument you see very often. Actually, this will be the first piece for solo bass oboe and full orchestra, as far as I know, that it will have ever been performed in the United States. With all of these pieces, I try and incorporate sort of sounds from the environment. There is a way to clip electrodes to a plant and then send a pulse from one to the other. And as that plant is, you know, moving water and nutrients around and photosynthesizing and, you know, doing whatever it is that plants do internally, the degree to which it's a conductor of electricity is changing. So those changes can be, you know, mapped onto a wave and then turned into a sound wave. Both like the sounds themselves will be part of the piece, but also sort of like the main theme, most of the main themes and motives are derived from those.
Composer Marco Beiser talking about The Sacrifice of Prometheus, his new work that receives its world premiere at the next concerts of the Reno Phil, led by music director Laura Jackson, this Saturday and Sunday, March 22nd and 23rd. RenoPhil.com for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.